Yesterday we had learned the Gemara and we were left over with a few difficulties. I'd like to learn over a chelik of the Gemara. Baruch Hashem, I saw a beer in the Gemara from Ayelus HaShachar. So I'd like to just learn shtiklach of the Gemara from the Shverikaiten of the Gemara, and then we'll go further. So let us start from the beginning of the sugya, on the third shura, itma gonav umocha va'achakach ukar haganav. A person stole and he sold it to someone else, and va'achakach ukar haganav. Rav mishmei derabchiya omar hadin im harishen, abyeichenin mishmei derabyanei omar hadin im hasheni. So what does Rashi say? Hadin im harishen. Dinoi shel balabayis utviyosoi ala ganefi. The din of the balabos and the tviya is on the ganef. Ve'ein haloikeyach bal dinoi. And the loikeyach is not a baldin. He cannot mourn from the loikeyach. Vimbolig voisai heimenu, if he wants to be goive from the lekeach, yitain domi, he has to pay for it. Va'av al gav she hukar aganev, even though it was hukar aganev, loyemrinin yarzer lekeach hakelem bechinam. We don't say, no, so the whole takones hashuk was that the lekeach is going to lose. He purchased something, he paid for something, now be taken away. He's left over with a loss. But here it's sukar aganev. Amrin in yarzer lekeach hakelem bechinam v'yifra min aganev. We don't say this. We say that in order for the nignav, Narashi says a very interesting lashon, the din is im harishayin. The balabos goes to the ganef. That's what Rav said. Ve'ein ha-lekeach baldinai. He can't go to the lekeach. Period. And Rashi says, v'im bolig voisei emenu, but if he wants to take it from the sheni, yitain domen. He should give domen. We'll come back to this Rashi. But let us go further. Hadin im hasheni. That's what Rav said. Rav Yochanan said, Adinim Hashenai Dinei Shel Balabayis Im Aleikeach. That means you have my chayfetz. And we'll see, we're speaking about before you, so it's my chayfetz. V'yaitzi Heimenu Kelov Bechinam. And he takes away the Kelim Bechinam. That means we're speaking about before you. So therefore, you were never kind of the keli, so memela, so I'll take away from you the keli, bechinam, and I don't have to pay you anything. That is what Rabbi Yochanan says. And Omar Rabbi Yosef, loy pligi, kan lifnei yush, hadini masheni, kan la'ache yiyush hadinim harishayin v'tabayu islu darav chiste. So now Rabbi Yosef said, hanegei alonu, what we have to understand from Rabbi Yosef, he's saying, lifne yiyush hadin imasheini, that means the nignav goes to the lekeach and takes it away. It seems he doesn't have to pay him anything, he takes it away. V'tavayu isluhu derav chizde. And say Rav and Rav Yochanan hold like Rav Chizde. And since you hold like Rav Chizde, hadinim hasheini. But Rav that says hadinim harishon is speaking about lachayush. So lachayush, so then the sheini was kaine. So therefore you can't go to the lekeach because it belongs to the lekeach. But hanegei alonu lifna yush, everyone agrees, you go to the sheni, because I hold like Rav Chisde. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, the Rav Chisde gozal v'loi nisyayishu abaylem, ובו אכל ואוכלוי, רוצו מזה גויבה, רוצו מזה גויבה. רב חיסדא holds that if Reuven stole, ובו אכל ואוכלוי, and then Shimon ate it up, is the nigzal can go to Reuven, Reuven is a gazlan, and Shimon is a gazlan. Rotsa mizeh goyve, rotsa mizeh goyve, bereish pirkin. That is the case of Rav Chisda we had in the beginning of the Perek. V'hai nami, now this case that we had, that gonav umocha, afogav diyoiv domi liganev, even though the lekeach gave domim liganev, legabi hai mia gazlanhu. That is, so he paid the ganev, but legabi the nignav, he's a gazlan. He has stolen goods. So he's a gazlan. So the din of Rav Chisda applies that therefore hadin imasheni. He can mon directly from the sheni. Umiyu heichad lei hukar ganev. Obed le rabbonon takones hashuk litel mashenosa. But even though take it doesn't belong, Pasha was speaking about when it's be'em. So there's a takones hashuk litel mashenosa, and he's entitled to get back his money. Avol heiched the hukar haganov olov lachzer achov. Then he's mechuyev. Then the nignav does not have to give him the money. You know the ganav is. Go and mon back the money from the ganav. So, hadin im hasheni means I hold like Rav Chisda. So therefore I can mon from the sheni. Now let us just go a little further. Let's just be medallic. Just to get a clearer picture in this nekudah. Let's go three lines down with the Gemara starts getting white. Rav Yosef said, Rav also holds like Rav Chisda. Now Rav is speaking about La'acha Yish, and that's why Adini Marish. Ulabaye the Omar Pligi, Bamai Pligi. Three lines when it starts getting white. Abaye said there is a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. What is the machloikis Rav and Shmuel b'may pligi b'de Rav Chisda? There's a machloikis in Rav Chisda. That means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Chisda, so therefore I can mon from the sheni. And Rav holds like Rami Bar Chome, and I cannot mon from the sheni. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Pligi, there's a machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan, Belifne Yiyush, Ubede Rav Chisda. Abaye holds, there's a machlokes Rav. Rav says, Hadini Marishain, and Rav Yochanan says, Hadini Mashaini, the machlokes is Lifne Yiyush, Ubede Rav Chisda. The Rav less like the Rav Chisda. Rav does not hold like Rav Chisda, and therefore, Rav holds you cannot go to the Sheni. Now, and L'chayre, this is, and again, alone, this is the first line on the Omer that Rashi said. Dinesh, this is according to Abayis Pshat. Dinesh obal Abayis utviyosei aleganefi. Ve'ein ha'leikeyach baldinoi, he cannot mon from the sheni. Shibolik vayse menu yitain domi. If he wants to be goyve, then he has to pay. But he can't be goyve from him. Because he doesn't hold like Rav Chisda. So we mentioned yesterday Akasha, which many Rishonim, Taisus and Chulun, Darashba, Achonim, Dapnei Yeshua, they all ask it, it's a shreklich akasha, the machloikis Rami Bar Chome and Rav Chisda is speaking about when that goes alecha de bo'acha va'ochloi, the shaila is the second one mechuyiv to pay? So Rav Chisda holds, he's mechuyiv to pay, rotzim izegoive, rotzim izegoive, and And Rami Bachomos, you can't mun from the second one. But if the chayfetz is be'en, and Rashi seems to be saying bin bolig boisi yemen, it's be'en, it's before yiyush, so why can't you mun the chayfetz from the second one? Adin im harishin, Rav does not hold like Rav Chisa, he can only mun from the second one. So I'd like to say over, Bayelis HaShacha, and he says a bia, which is slightly different what we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday we mentioned a bia, which the Machna Prime seems to say, and Trisameach. Bayelis HaShacha says as follows. According to Rami Bachama, let us just understand what Rami Bachama holds. Rami Bachama says that Gozal, Rami Bachama holds you cannot mum from the second one. You can't mum from the second one. Before Yish, he ate it up, you can't mum from the second one. So if Rami Bachama holds you cannot mum from the second one, kivin d'chsha'ochloi potter, so what is Rami Bachama saying? The ain Chiyuv gzeile al davar shekvar nigzal. Rami Bachama holds something that is stolen. It was stolen already. So I'm not, if it's stolen already, I'm not called a gazlan. The second one that ate it up, he's potter to pay, he's not called a gazlan. And stolen goods, you don't get a shame gazlan. That's what Rami Bachama holds. Lechein, therefore, now that's when he ate it up. Now, when it is be'en, ain gam chiyev hashov al hasheni. There's no chiyev heishev esagzeil on me. I'm not a gazlan. That's the yisod of Rami Bachome. An adavar hanigzol adavar. I didn't steal it from you. That's what Rashi says. Aloshin ain alekeach baldina. You have nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with you. I didn't steal it from you. It was stolen from you. Finished. I took stolen goods. But it's stolen from you, Rami Bachama holds, I'm not called a gazlan. So I have nothing, ain't baldin, nothing to do with me. Therefore, there's no chiyev hashove on the second one, according to Rami Bachama, to give it back to the nigzal. I'm not a chiyev hashove. I didn't steal it. There's no chiyev hashove. So if there's no chiyev hashove, I'm not mechuyev to return it to you. I stole stolen goods, which has nothing to do with you since it was stolen already. So he says, so how can the nigzal come over to him? He holds this is up, so the nigzal can't come over to him. I have nothing to do with you. I didn't steal it from you. What do you want from me? Even though you weren't miayish. But the nigzal can come. He says, v'chol ma'de'ef shelohaitzi, Haini given da gazlin mechuyev bashova oid leikano asheni legamri. So he says like this. But let's talk about, forget about the nigzal a minute. The gazlin who's chayev bahashova, the first one, that's chayev bahashova, he'll come over to the second one. He'll say Rabid when it's ben Rabid and Shuldik. I have a chayev bahashova on this chayfet. I'm mechuyev to be meishiv to the bailim. So the second one is mechuyev to give it to the gazlan because the gazlan is a chiyev. I can't be koinet. You have a chiyev hashav on it. So the chiyev hashav of the first one, that prevents the second one to be koinet, to keep it. V'horishay. So now he says, let's say if the gazlan, the gazlan would come. Im yovei lahoitzi min hasheni kidei lahachzirei labailim. The Rishon will come to the Sheni and he wants to return it to the Bailim. Shuras Adin Sheyuchal. So, you're right. You're Chayev Hashavah. There's a Chayev Hashavah on you. So, Memela, I can't keep it. There's a Chayev Hashavah on you. You have to return it to the Bailim. But the second one, if he's a Lekeach, he can say, Ezach Tzurabi. You're right. I can't keep the Chayfetz because you have a Chayev Hashavah. But I paid you for the Chayfetz. He's a Lekeach. You give me back the money. They're fine. You took money from me for the chayfetz. Now you tell me you want to return the chayfetz because it's a chiyav hashava. Very nice. But I'm also a yida. You took my money. I'll give you back the chayfetz if you give me the money I gave you. That's the din, according to Rami Bar Chome. According to Rami Bar Chome, the Gazlan can come to the Sheini and tell him, Rabbi Yid, you have to give me back the chayfetz because I have a chiv ashova on the chayfetz. You can't keep the chayfetz. But the lekech time is but a hag. I laid out money for the chayfetz, so I gave you money for the chayfetz. Give me back my money. That is a taina. He can hold it till he gives him back the money. So he says now, if the bailim will come to the sheni, the nigzal will come to the sheni. So he said like this: the nigzal comes to the sheni and he tells him, you know, you stole my chayfetz. He says, I'm schuldig. I didn't steal your chayfetz. I stole stolen goods. I have nothing to do with you. I have nothing to do with you. Don't say, I stole your chayfetz. The first one stole your chayfetz, not me. Didn't go to the Rishon. Don't mourn for me. But he says, but the Rishon could take it away from you while it's mitzvah hashoveh. The Gazlan could take it away from you because there's a mitzvah hashoveh to return it to me. So I'm not worse than the Gazlan. I'm not mourning because the Gazlan could, there's a chiyav hashoveh that the Gazlan has to return it to me, and with that chiyav hashoveh, he can prevent you from keeping it because he has a chiyav hashoveh. So I'm not worse than the Gazlan. So I'm going to return it to the nigzal. Oh, now you're talking. You want to be tevei als the chiyav hashoveh from the Gazlan? You're not worse than the Gazlan. But you're not better than the Gazlan. Just like if the Gazlan would come to me and say, give it back to me, I should make a shava, I'll tell him, fine, Rabbi, I'll return it. Give me the money I gave you. So you, if you're in B'mokim HaGazlan, it's also the same thing. You give me the money, and I'll give it back to you. But not because you have a tviya to me. You don't have any tviya to me whatsoever. No, pshat is that you're b'mokim the Gazlan. So whatever the Gazlan is capable of doing, you can do also. V'imkein ha'bal habayis, this is loshna v'yosa, shachen yochel l'tvoy yasa l'keich, kivin den l'keich din Gazlan yev shalachayve, ala mikoyach da baylim yochel l'asis masho ye Gazlan yochel l'asis. V'lulay zois, but besides coming in place of the Gazlan, yesh lo loyme lapal dvom the dia. Ela de masha ha Gazlan o ye yochel lasais. But what the Gazlan could have done, and the Gazlan could take it away from me because the Gazlan is a chiv hashov on this chayvitz, gam ba la chayvitz yochel. Och moisha ha Gazlan yochel lo yitzioi bedomim, if the Gazlan will pay him lekayim mitzvahs hashovah, Ochenami abalabayis. Yeah. Fine. This is what he says so far. This is according to Rami Bar Chome. So now let us just learn the first Rashi again. Adini Marishin. That's if you hold. This is Rab holds. This is what Abayis said. The Rab holds like Rami Bar Chome. Adini Marishin. Dini Shabal Abayis Utviyosai Alaganafi. He mourns from the Ganef. Ve'ein Haloikeyach Bal Dinoi. He cannot mourn from the Lekeyach. The Lekeyach did not steal it from him. If he wants to take it away from Yitain Domim. But he's not Al Zbaldin. You're not, you don't owe me anything. But I can mourn from you, Bimokim, the Gazlan. This is Rami Bar Chome. Now let's go the third Rashi, the fourth Rashi on the Omen. The Rav Chizde, but according to Rav Chizde, Goza v'loinis yayshu abaylim uba'acha v'ochloi. Rotze mizeh goyve, rotze mizeh goyve. Rav Chizda holds that the second one is a Gazlan. There's no such thing, you don't become a Gazlan on stolen goods. Rav Chizda holds the second one is a Gazlan. V'hayna miyavu gavdu yoiv domi liganev, Legabi hai mi a gaslin. You paid the ganif, but you're a gaslin from the nigsdal. You stole it from me. There's no such thing that by stealing goods you don't become a gaslin. It belongs to me. It's before you. You're a gaslin. So according to Rab Chisde, so the nigsdal comes to the lay, to the lekeach, and he tells him, you're a gaslin. You're a gaslin. So give it back to me. No, Rashi says, but now there's a takonis hashuk. Good, he's a gazlan, but never he didn't know, and he laid out money, and there's a takonis hashuk. So Rashi says, no, heichedoloi hukar aganev, ovedlei rabbonon takonis hashuk. If we don't know the ganev is, so there's a takonis hashuk, that's right, I don't owe you the money at all, but there's a takonis hashuk, you laid out money. So memele, So memelas at the con, I have to pay you for the money. You shouldn't lose the money. So lito mashenos, avahechet the hooker aganav, all of lach sarach. But if we know the ganav is, so now there's no reason to make at the con is ashuk that the nigzal should pay for it. You're a nebuch. You lost money because you gave it to the gazlan. We know who the gazlan is. Go to the gazlan, ask him back for your money. I'm not mechuyev to pay you the money you. If the whole thing is al tzakonis hashuk, but according to Rami Bachom, it's not al tzakonis hashuk. It's a different thing. You bechlal labald von didiat. Rashi says you can't mon for me. The only way you can mon, you're the mokim a gazlan. So just like the gazlan can't take it away from me without giving me back my money, you also can't take it away. This is the machloikis Rav Chisde and Rami Bachom. Now let us go further. Now let's go Rav Papa Omar. Let us jump down by, this is by the small base. Rav Papa Omar, Biglime de Kula Ome Loi Pligi de Hoda. Now Rav Papa says that everyone holds you return the Glime. Lod Hoda Lemori. Vahoche Baosu Boi Takonis Hashuka Miflagi. Rav Mishmei de Rav Chiya Omar Hadin im Harishen Dined Lekeach Velishkel Zuzi Miganev Leyosoboy Takonis Hashuk. Rav Yechim Mishim de Rav Yani Omar Hadin im Hasheni Dined Lekeach Velishkel Mibalabayis Veosoboy Takonis Hashuk. Now let us see this Rashi by Rav Pope. Rav Pope Omar Lo'oilom B'delifne Yiyush Pligi. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are speaking about Lifne Yush. V'talvayu isluhu de Rav Chisde. Inside Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rav Chisde, which means that Meiker Hadin, the Nigzal, can mon from the Lekeach, the Dover HaNigzal. Meiker Hadin, you can't say Lapalt Vom Lidia. Ubiglima digneve kula almi loy pligi da hodra lamore miyad bechino. When it comes to the glima, so everyone agrees that he has to return it to the balabos bechino. I mean, according to Rav Chisna, you're a gazlin, you have a dingazlin, lekech as a dingazlin, you have to return it to me. Ve'ena lekech yocher la'akva al me'oisov. The lekech can hold it back and say, well, till you give me money, I won't give it back to you. Because uchi d'Rav Chisde. Because Sai Rav and Sai Rav Yochanan hold like Rav Chisde. Sai Rav and Sai Rav Yochanan hold like Rav Chisde. That what? That you're a gazlan from the Nigzal. So Memele, you have to give it back to me. You can't tell me Lapalt Vorm Didiat. You're a gazlan. You have to give it back to me for free. Because everyone knows like Rav Chisde. So here, if it will be Medayik from the Loshen, it's Meredik Meduyik in Rashi. Here Rashi says, you have to give it back right away. According to Rav Chisde, you have to give it back right away. The Hodra Lemoro Miyad Bechino. If, according to Rav Chisde, you're a gazlan, you have to give it back to me. Ve'ein alekech yochel la'akva al-moisiv. You can't say, well, you give me money, then I'll give it back. I'm shuldig. You're a gazlin, you, the zachiyah v'ashove, you have to give it back to me. Uch the Rav Chisda. Again, before the second line in Rashi, in the beginning of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Bachoma, bein alekeach baldinai. Vimbol ligvoisei heimenu, you want to take it away? Yitain domim. You can't take it away without giving money. According to Rami Bachami, you have no right to mon from me. No, the only way you could mon, you're bimaki magazlan. So first give me money, and then I'll give it back to you. According to Rami Bachami, you first give money, and then you give back. According to Rav Chisda and Shuldik Rabid, you're a gazlan. Don't talk about money. You're a gazlan, you have to return it to me bechinam. V'adinim harishin do'om harav. What's the type of adinim harishin? Lo'i b'din ha'bal ha'bayis koma, elo b'din ha'shalikeyach koma. The lekeyach can only mon money from the gazlan. He took haraganet. He can only mon money from the gazlan. He can't mon money from the lekeyach because there's no din takonis hashuk. Loi osu takonis hashuk. This is the Bach's Gilsa. Loi osu takonis hashuk. According to Rav, Befareshye, Vloi Haven, Vloi Hikeboy, Shenignav, Loi osu loi takonis, Yisham loi balabais moiso. The balabos does not have to pay him, because it's hukera ganef. You mon from the ganef. Rav Yoichan in Sova, osu takonis. They didn't make a takone. Und hey, the Islam, the Rav Chisda. We all hold like Rav Chisda. Meloi motzi loi keyach lemeima la balabayis la bal dvorim didia. The lekeyach cannot tell the balabos la bal dvorim didia. He can mourn from him. I'm a gazlin. Miu la acha shi yishalim hagneva. After he pays up the gneva, Yitva ma'oisav mi balabayis. Now he asks the balabos for money. Al takonis hashuk. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if it's hukar haganev, there was a takonis hashuk that the lekeyach can mon back the money from the nigzal. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And Rav holds, hadini ma'orishain means the lekeyach can only mon from the gazlan. There's no takonis hashuk over here, because you can be teveya the money from the gazlan who you gave the money to. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav, there's no takonis hashuk pei hukar haganev, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a takonis hashuk. Frekt Rashi Yakashe. Fine. So this Ukimte that Rapope is saying, so everyone holds Me'iker Hadin, the Gazlan can mon from the Lekeach. We hold like Rav Chisda, you are Gazlan, the Nixel can mon from the Lekeach. And because the Lekeach is a Gazlan, the Nixel can mon from the Lekeach, because the Lekeach is a Gazlan. But Lemaise, according to Rabbi Yochanan, after the Lekeach gives him back the Chayfetz, he says, give me back the money. So now Rashi is going to ask a very interesting question. According to Rami Bar Chome, the Nigzal can also go to the Lekeach, and if he gives the money, he gets back the Chayfetz. That was Rashi, the second line. There's a different law of this. He's been mocking the Gazlan. But Lemaise, according to Rami Bachome, the Nigzal gives money, he gets back the Chayfetz. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a din takonis hashuk, so the Nigzal has to give the money to the Lekeach. But according to both of them, the unterste shure, the Nigzal has to give money to the Lekeach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, takonis hashuk, according to Rami Bachome, it's al smika. Then he has to give money. That's what Rashi said. If you're the kami b'chamika, then he has to give money. But according to both of them, you give money. So what is the difference if you hold like Rav Chisda and you give money al takonis hashuk, Or you hold like Rami Bachom and you give money Mikiradin. Abba. Lamais is the Untish Teshure. He gives him the money, gets back the Chayfetz. He made a stickle dik, according to Rav Chisda, you give first the Chayfetz, and then he command him the money. According to Rami Bachami, you give first the money, but that's only a ceremony how to do. Abba Lamais, the Chayladin is the same. That's Rashi's Kash. That's what Rashi can do as Kakash. Vikashe, Mikal Mokim Domi Shokel, the Lekeach gets money. Mali Mishum Takone, Mali Mishum Tainis Lap Al Dvorm Didiyat, about Lamaisa, he gets the money. So what's the Chilik? If you hold like Rav Chisdin, you pay him Al Takone Sashuk, or you hold like Rami Bachoman, you pay him Al Takone Sashuk, Lap Al Dvorm Didiyat, and the only way you can take it away from me is b'mokim the gazlan. So you have to pay me like the gazlan has to pay me. Zot Rashi, nav kemine, heichel de gozal, ubo achal, bo ochal, beloy domim, dam rinin ki der av chizde, vimasheni noich loy min arishen, goy ve eimenu. Now, yesterday we did not know pshat in this Rashi. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Yelo Sashacha says pshat in this Rashi. That pshat in Rashi is as follows. He says, Amor Dikazach. He says like this. According to Rav Chisde, there's a takonis hashuk. So he says, Amor Dikadin. According to Rav Chisde, so, when the chayfetz is be'en, the nigzal comes to the lekeach, and he tells the lekeach, he says, you're a gazlan, it's my chayfetz, you have to pay me back. I have to pay you back, right? But, there's a takonis hashuk, I was ignorant that it was stolen, and there's a takonis hashuk that you have to give me back the money I paid for it. Huh? That is the case, that's the halacha according to Rav Chisda, Liba de Rabbi Yochanan. Zukta Yelas Hashacha, let's go a little further. The Lekeach, who is a Gazlan according to Rav Chisda, ate it up. What will now be the din? Can the Nigzal, Rav Chisda, can he go and mum from the Lekeach, you ate up my Chayfetz, Rotzemizegoyve, can he mum from him the Dmeya Chayfetz? Zokta Yelas Hashacha Mer Dikazach, no. He says, why not? He says, because it doesn't make sense. If it would be Be'en, the Lekeach Tain is, you're right, I'm a Gazlan, but I'm a Lekeach also, and Chazal said that since I lost the money innocently, I did not know that it's stolen goods, and the whole market, if you're going to take away things from Lokrim, from Gazlonim, from Emela, there'll never be a market. So they made at Takonis Ashuk that if a person who paid money for a chayfetz under the assumption that it's taken, not stolen, in order for you to take it away from him, you have to pay him for it. I'm not mechuyev to lose the money I laid out. So he says, if I'm not mechuyev to lose the money I laid out, so if I ate it, you can't mum for me the money. What is the difference if when the chayfetz is be'en, you have to give me the money al tzakonis hashuk, you have to give me the money al tzakonis hashuk, because since I'm a lekeach and I didn't know it's stolen goods, so the chazal said that if the nigzal has to make sure, the nigzal has to make sure that the lekeach will get back his money. That's the takonis hashuk. The takonis hashuk was that the lekeach should get back his money, and this is the nigzal's obligation. So he says, if the nigzal has to pay the lekeach when the chayfetz is be'en, if the lekeach ate it up, he can't force the lekeach to pay him. So memele, so then you'll also be potter. A lekeach will be potter if he ate it up. Bein le Rav Chisde, bein le Rami Bachoman. But he says, what'll be in a case as follows. A gazlan stole a chayfetz, and he gave it b'matone to someone else. He gave it b'matone to someone else. He didn't He didn't sell it. He gave it to Matot. Now, let's talk, and what would be this case when it's Be'en and when it's not Be'en? So when it is Be'en, so there's no takonas hashuk over here. I mean, you didn't pay any money. Kareba matone. The nigzal can mon from the lekeach. Give me back the chayfetz. Give me back. There's no takonas hashuk. You didn't pay a penny for it. If you ate it up, so I'll mon you for it. Because, okay, there's no takonas hashuk. You're a gazlan. You ate it up. So I'm a mele. I can mon you for it. So if the lekeach bought it bechinam, that means he got it for a matone, according to Rav Chisde, I will now mon from the mekabel matone, you should pay me, that he ate it up. According to Rami Bachome, Rotsa mizegoive, according to Rami Bachome, I'm sorry, according to Rami Bachome, he cannot bechlau mon from the second one. The second one is not a gas. So Rashi says over here as follows. Mali, now the Rashi is the kasha, Mali Mishim Takona, Mali Mishim Tainis Labal the Dvorma di Diyat. In both cases he has to pay him. Avkamina Hechid the Gozal, Uba'achal Va'ochal Beloidomi. He got it without paying for it. And he ate it. Domrine Kidarab Chizde. According to Rab Chizde, v'mashen inoich leminerishin, goy vehimeno. So that means if Aloikeyach did not pay money for it, then we'll have an afkamina between Rami Bar Chome and, we have an afkamina between Rami Bar Chome and Rab Chizde. According to Rab Chizde, since he didn't pay for it, so he can mon from the Aloikeyach. According to Rami Bar Chome, you can't mon from the Aloikeyach. This is Pshat and Rashi, the way the Yelis HaShachar says. That's one nekuda. One more nekuda I would like to mention before we go further in the sugya. The Chazaynish, we are learning a sugya which is Moiradik Mechudishtik, but we are saying that according to Rami Bar Chome, the Nigzel cannot go to Lekeach when the Chayfetz is ban. They can't go to Lekeach when the Chayfetz is ban. Whatever the Lomdus is, La Bardvom Didiyat, the Chazanish does not like this at all, so let's not get into why he doesn't like it. But he says, I have a Mishnah Fakert. He says, he says, why do you need a Takonas Hashuk, according to Rami Bachome? You're telling me, according to Rami Bachome, the only way you can mon from the Lekech, if you give him money, why do you need a Takonas Hashuk? This kasha the Chazaynish asks. So I found that Taisvus Rid asks this kasha. Taisvus Rid seems to, he learns like Rashi, and he seems to say like the Yelis HaShachar for all practical purposes. And the Taisvus Rid says, who said the reason of the Mishnah's Al Takonas Hashuk? According to Rami Bachome, may Iker Hadin, you have to pay me the money. Where does it say Takonas Hashuk in the Mishnah? The Taisus Rit says, according to Rami Bachome, Hamakir Kalev Svaro Biyadacha, Biyotlo Shem Gneva Beer, Yishbaloy Lekeach Kame Nosan, how much money paid for it, Beito. You know why? According to Rami Bachome, me Iker Hadin, you have no right to take it away from me. Lav al Dvorim Didia. You're not my Baldova. So I'm not mechuyim to give it to you. If you pay me, then you mokim the gazlan, just like there's a mitzvah sashov on the gazlan, so you've been mokim a gazlan. So he says, never said any place in the Mishnah that takonas sashuk. So this kasha of the Chazaynish, the Taisus Rit says, Eino chanami, according to Rami Bar Chome, you pay me, you can't do none of takonas sashuk. One more nikude, and then we'll go further. The Ayelas HaShachar says, asks a Moiradik Ha'ore. Gonav, Umoch Avacha Kachuka Aganev, is a Svore Hadini Marishen, that he goes to the Ganav Rishen. He goes to the Gan of Rishin, and in the Sugyat Mavur, I feel according to Rav Chizde, You can go to the Sheni, and you can also go to the Rishon. You can go to the Rishon. So now let us understand what we are saying here. We are saying over here, Gonav Umochalacha. Reuben stole something from Aaron, the Chafetz. He stole a Chafetz from Aaron. He sold it to Shimon. The Chafetz is bad. Chafetz is bad. According to Rav Chisda, it's Mavu and the Gemara, Aaron can go to Reuben now, and he can go to Shimon, the Lekeach. Aaron can go to Reuben, go to Shimon. So now, Frekt Ayelas HaShech, a very interesting Ha'orim. If the Chafetz is Be'en, so I'm coming, Aaron is coming to Reuben, I say, you know, you stole the Chafetz. He says, no, the Chafetz is here. Shimon has the Chafetz, go to Shimon. And according to Rav Chisda, you can learn from Shimon. So what do you want from me? The Chafetz, what should I do? What do you want from me? He has the Chafetz, go learn from him the Chafetz. What should I do? The Chafetz is Be'en. If the Chafetz wouldn't be Be'en, so then I'm a Gazlan, he's a Gazlan. You have a right to learn from whichever Gazlan you want. I'm more able than him, fine, learn from me. But that's if you're money, money. But the Chafetz is Ben over here. There's no Yiyush. So what do you want from me? So what are you wanting from me? I should pay you. I should pay you. The Chafetz is here. Go to Shimon among your Chafetz. Azifek Dayelas HaShachar. Zut Dayelas HaShachar. From here we see Amir the Kechidish. That if I stole something, I owe you money. If I return the Chafetz, Tovei Olabroche, but I owe you money. I can return the Chafetz. Areish Alach Lefonecha. But if I don't return you the Chafetz, if all the Chafetz is Ben is by Shimon, the next door neighbor, I have nothing to do with Shimon. You stole from me, are you giving it back to me? Good. If not, you owe me money. That's what the Yelas HaShachar wants to prove from this Gemara. It's Amir HaDikahore. Agav Urche, the Taisus Rit, seems also he bothered this Ore. The Taisus Rit, Amir HaDikahore. I'm not coming to Reuben, you should pay me. I'm coming to Reuben, the Taisus Rit says, you go over to Shimon and pay Shimon the money he gave you and give me back the Chafetz. Hadin im Harishin means not that he wants from him money. You go and get back the Chafetz. You stole from me. Now, you can't get back the Chafetz until you give him money. So you go and you give him the money and get me back the Chafetz. Fine. Now, let us continue the sugya. Bekitza, the last memre of we're learning the we have a memre of Rav Poppe. So Rav Poppe says that there's machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan by Hukar Haganef is there a din of takonis hashuk. Rav holds there's no din of takonis hashuk, and Rav Yochanan holds there's a din of takonis hashuk. Direct the Gemara, we're in the middle of the Yomad by the Simon of Rabbi Keveger. V'sova Rav lo yosu boi takonis hashuk, by hukar agan lo yosu boi takonis hashuk, vo Rav Hune talmide de Rav Ave, Rav Hune was a Talmud of Rav, v'chonon bishe gonav glime, there was a person, chonon bishe, okay, it's Nichtav Ledoires. We know that he was Gonav Glime. He stole a baguette. Vizovna. And he sold it to someone. Also Lekame de Ravune. So now the Nigzel came to Ravune. Ravune is a Talmud of Rav. No, if you're a Talmud of Rav, Rav holds Hukar Haganev. The Nigzal goes to the Lekeach and takes it back for free. You tiny takonas hashuk, go to the Gazlan. Also lekame de Ravune, oma leiluhu gavre, so Ravune told the Nigzal, zil shori yavitech, go be paid to your mashkin. That means, you go, you want to get it back from the Lekeach, you go to the Lekeach, give him the money, and then he'll get it back to you. Frech the Gemara, Shemishim, I'm a Talmud of Rav, and Rebbe Tchal Nishtazah, your Rebbe held, that if it's Zucker Aganif, there's no din of Takonis Hashuk that the Nigzal is the paper. You send them to the Ganif. The Gemara, Shani Chanon Bisha Kivim Delekel Ashtalum Imine. The whole Svar of Rabbi came on from the Ganif, and the Ganif has money. But this Chanabisha didn't have any money. If he doesn't have any money, is Kalayuka Ganev Domis. What's the chilik? I know who the Ganev is. But knowing who the Ganev is useless. You won't get a penny out of the Ganev. He doesn't have a penny. So Memela, so then we're back to the old din of Takonas Hashuk. That the Lekeach goes to the Nigzal, and the Nigzal should pay him the money. Period. Omar Ovid, Anudin. Im Ganev Mefulsim, Al Kaponim, we're talking about a Takonis Hashuk. So the whole Takonis Hashuk was that Lekeach was innocent. Lekeach was innocent. He bought something Bishuk. He did not know these are stolen goods. And he did not know it's stolen goods. And he bought it. So there's a Takonis Hashuk. He shouldn't lose money. The Nigzal has to pay him. Zogt Rove im Ganev Mefusamu, or what if you bought this Chayfetz from a Ganev Mefusam? I mean, this Lekeach knows this person is a Ganev Mefusam. So Memele, so then you bought him money, you gave him money, you bought a Chayfetz, and now the Nigzal curious. No, it's stolen, give me back. So the Nigzal comes to him and says, give me back my Chayfetz. So the Lekeach says, what's going to be with the economy? I mean, I laid out money for this. You have to pay me money. So here there's no taina. Who told you to buy stolen goods? This is a gun of Mefulsim. There was no takon and such. The whole takon was, if you were an innocent purchaser, you didn't know that it's stolen goods. There was a takon that the Lekeach It can mon money from the Nigzal. But if you say, Ganav Mefulsim, then you can't mon any money. Im Ganav Mefulsim, Leyosa by Takonis Hashuk. Frag the Gemore, Vachanan Bisha de Mefulsim Ave. Chanan Bisha was Mefulsim. Vachosa by Takonis Hashuk, that was the Maisa of Ravuna. Ravuna told him that told the Nigzal he has to pay the Lekeach. So Mo says, no. Hey, the Mefulsim le Bishusa. Chanon Bisha, he was a bad person. But Lignevusa loy Mefulsim. He wasn't a Mefulsim the Kiganev. Everyone knew. He had all 20 other Cheskainis. But no one knew that he was a Ganev. So Memelus, it is a Takonis Hashuk. What does Rashi say? Shori Avitach Hater Mashkainach Kloy Mepidei Mashkainach Shebiyode. Go and lay ice your the Chayfetz at the Lekeach book. So, Bekitza, we're now going to speak about the din of Takonas Hashuk. There was a Takonas Hashuk. That means Alekeach was innocent. He gave money for something. He did not know that it was stolen. He did not know that it's Lifnei Yiyush. And he bought it. So the din is a Takonas Hashuk, according to Rav Chisde, that the Nigzal, he has to give it back to the Nigzal, but the Nigzal has to pay him the money he paid for it. Zakti Gemore, Gonav Upora Bechoivoy. What will be it in such a case? There's a case that Reuven lent Shimon money. He lent him $100. Reuven lent Shimon money, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine. It was a halvo for a month. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so now Shimon has to pay up. Shimon doesn't have money to pay up. No, Ayiv can treffen an Eitzeh. So Shimon goes and steals something. He steals a golden watch that's worth $100. He comes, Shimon, see, Avot is Avot. I told you pay back Rosh Chodesh here. Here's the golden watch. It's worth $100. Paid up. Baruch Hashem. Now, so it's paid up. He paid up the chayv already. The next day, the Shimon, the Malve, hears a knock on the door. And the Nigzal comes, you know, this is my golden watch. And children, give me back the golden watch. So the Malva says, no, this is a Takonis Hashuk. I didn't know it was stolen. This is a Takonis Hashuk. So Memele, you'll give me $100, I'll give you back the watch. So the Gemara, no. This has nothing to do with Takonis Hashuk. Takonis Hashuk was that if you gave money for something stolen, you didn't know that it was stolen. So he made a takone that will repay you for the money that you gave. When you lent him $100, you lent him $100 because you trusted him. It's nothing to do with my golden watch. You lent him $100. Now he paid you back with stolen goods. There's no takonis hashuk over here. The whole takonis hashuk was that if a person bought a stolen article and he paid for it, he didn't know about it, so we have to replenish, we have to give him back the money. But over here, you didn't, you gave $100 for a golden watch, you gave him $100, period. You lent him $100. He paid you back with a golden watch, which is worth $100. And here there's no takonas hashuk. Gonav upora bechoivoy. Someone stole, and with the stolen goods, he paid up the chayv. Gonav upore bekeifoy, or let's say he borrowed, he purchased something on credit, upore bekeifoy, and then he paid up the credit with a stolen goods. Lo yosu boi takonis hashuk, here there's no takonis hashuk. Da omri loy adaita dahanu yovis lay midi. When you lent him the $100, you didn't give the $100 because of the golden watch. You lent him $100. Now he paid you up with stolen goods. There's no takonis hashuk in such a case. What does Rashi say? Chayiv milve hekef lechembani. Lava daiti dai gneve yovis leizuzi. Not because you didn't give him the $100 because of the dover hagonu. The Mikami Hochi Oisvisla, you lent him Samazay $100. So you lent him $100. He is to pay you back $100. My golden watch, there's no takonis hashuk of my golden watch. You didn't give the $100 because of my golden watch. You lent him Samazay $100. And so now give me back my golden watch. Mashkante. What is if someone lends someone else money? And he asked him for a mashkin. He says, Reuven lent Shimon money, lent him $100. He asks him for a mashkin. You won't lend him without a mashkin. So now he said, you have a mashkin? Yeah, sure, I have a golden watch. The golden watch? Stolen. So he goes and gives him the golden watch. Oh, give me a mashkin, I'll lend you $100. Over here, this is taka like takonis hashuk. That means the only reason he gave $100 is because he relied that this on this mashkin. He didn't know that it was stolen. So here, if the nigzel will want to mun from the lekeach, he'll tell him, "Anshulde gezat takonis hashuk over here. The only reason I lent was I was soymech on the mashkin. I didn't know that it's a stolen good. So there's a takonis hashuk." So the Gemara is like mashkante. Shavin Mosan Bemeya. The mashkin was worth 200 zuz, and the avor was worth 100 zuz. And it seems this was the normal type of a mashkin on a avor. A person never lent 100 zuz and got a mashkin of 100 zuz. That's not, he wanted to make sure to get back his money. He gave him a mashkin of 200 zuz. Then he was sure to get back his money. So if he gave him a stolen article that was worth 200 zuz, and he lent him 100 zuz, so there pshat is the whole reason he lent him was because, the whole reason he lent him was because, the whole reason he lent him was because he relied on the mashkin. So then this zicha takonis hashuk. So the Gemara is like this. If the mashkin is worth 200 zuz, and davo was worth 100 zuz, also by takonis hashuk, because he only lent the money because he relied on the mashkin, not knowing that the mashkin is gozel. That's takonis hashuk. You can't take it away from him unless you give him back the money. Shavi b'shavi. But what is if he lent him 100 zuz and he got a mashkin 100 zuz? So there you can't say he relied on the mashkin, because a person doesn't rely on a mashkin that's mamish the same value of the chayv. Ameima says, if you lent him $100 without getting a mashkin worth more, So it seems you trusted him. So you didn't lend him because of the mashkin. So there's no takonis hashuk. Mazutra omar osu boy takonis hashuk. Mazutra said it didn't make takonis hashuk. Let us see Rashi. Rav Sheshis omar lo yosu. But it's going on. It's going on the Gemara further. Mashkante shove b'shove. The previous Rashi. And derech lasis came. La halvois al hamashkin kol shavyei. You don't lend money on the full amount of the mashkin. So hilkech lavataiti dai mashkanta oisve. So if he lent him the money, not he lent him because of the mashkin, and then there's a din of takonis hashuk. Elohimune hemne. That is what ameima holds. So therefore layosa by takonis hashuk. And mazutra amosa by takonis hashuk. Zvine shove b'shove. Now the Gemara says further. What happens if the Gazlan sold him $100 watch for $100? Also by takonis hashuk. That's takonis hashuk. The takonis hashuk is that that's account. He paid $100 for a watch. So memele. So that's takonis hashuk that you have to repay him $100. Shava b'meya b'mosa. What if the watch is worth $100? He gave him $200. Now, what is pshat in this? He sold him a $100 watch and he gave him $200. Why did he give him the second $100? Let's talk lamaisa. What's pshat? So pshat is he wants to give him a matonis. No, I signed a matonis. So he says, your watch, I'll give you $200 for the watch. So the second $100, zichar matone. I mean, it's worth $100, he's giving $200. The second $100, zichar matone. So the money that was given was not because he bought something unknowingly that it's stolen. The money that was given, the second $100, because you want to give him a matone, some a mailer. So the second $100, zichar, the nigzel will not have to pay him. I mean, you didn't lay out money because of the stolen goods. You laid out money because you wanted to give him a matonah. So I assume the first $100 is also the same matonah. You made it. They said you're selling a watch. Oh, but your Ike Kavona was to give him $200. So therefore, the Nigzal will not have to pay you anything when the Nigzal takes it back. Let us see the Gemara. Zvin shava b'shava also by takanas hashuk shava meya b'moson. If the watch was worth meya and he sold it b'moson, Rav Sheshis oma loy also by takanas hashuk, because the whole thing was a matone. Rav oma also by takanas hashuk. They did make okay on also by takanas hashuk on the whole 200. Ve'ilchus bekul also by takanas hashuk levar migon avapora b'chay migon avapora bekeifay. Zot Rashi. Rav Sheshis omar lo yosu, v'afilu lito meya, d'chi heche de meya yisere matoni, meya de shavya nami matonave. V'rov omosu takon, afilu lito meysayim, d'uche le mizbin b'domin yikorim. A person buys, sometimes something it's a schoshabim, so pay, will overpay in order to get it. So memela, everything is called demei hamekach, demei takon es hashuk.